Hello folks, turn back now because what you're about to hear is the worst show on the internet, and I mean the worst. Really nothing is worster, it is the worstest. We are not responsible for any property damage nor any physical and mental harm that results from the rhetoric led by this show or its host. Now ladies and gentlemen, it is with a heavy heart I introduce to you Idiomatical Correctness.
Okay, welcome back to Idiomatical Correctness. I'm your host, Chris. Whether you're joining us on, you can be joining us on a lot of places. You can barely count the amount of places that we can be heard from. We can be heard from we can be heard from iTunes. We can be heard from Podomatic. We can be heard from YouTube. And the special thing about YouTube is not only can you hear us, you can see us. Except you can't see us, you can just see a picture. So that's pretty cool. Maybe one day you'll be able to see us on YouTube. But right now you just see a picture, but you still get the picture. So that's really cool. We got a lot of stuff planned for today. Not really. There has been about 2 seconds of planning put into this. We were just sitting around, hanging out in the office, and we're like, hey, what do we do here in this office? Like, what? We come to work every day, and it's been the summer, but we've still been grinding it out coming to work. We haven't done anything. We're like, hey, what do we do again? And we're like, what's that? Remember that time when we used to drop those dope podcasts every week? Or every, like, whenever we felt like making them? Remember when we used to do that? Remember the days when we were dropping 16 plays on each video, on each podcast a week, getting 16 plays, when we had 15 likes on Facebook or follows, whatever it is, we had 3 followers on Twitter. Remember those days when we were just dropping those hits and people were begging, when this next podcast come out, people were begging. We were sitting there, I was getting ready to play a podcast, and people were like, Chris, please, we need a podcast, we need another, drop that thing down, drop that upon us, drop talking to your microphone, drop it, or we don't even care what you talk about. Remember those days? I was like, yeah, hell yeah, I remember those days. And like, those days are today. That's what we're back with another insane edition. Insane. We're back, baby. Once a week, dropping them like crazy. Where the grind is back. We're going to the top. Straight to the top. iTunes, Podomatic, YouTube. Straight to the top of those places. We're back, baby. We're back. Idiomatical Correctness. Remember that thing in the past? That beautiful, magical thing we used to share together. Guess what? Right now. We're sharing it right now. We're sharing it. You're listening. I'm talking, you're listening. This beautiful look into the past where I speak to the future. The future is you. I am the past. You are the future. All right. That's pretty much it. That's all I had planned. Talk about, so now I guess we got another bunch of time we have to fill. So basically the first thing I want to talk about today. So there's this thing, right? So these folks, there's a group of people that they call themselves the United Nations, right? And they're a bunch of nations, and these nations have decided to unite, right? So we got the United Nations, and they're hanging out. They're these guys. They're a bunch of old people that hang out in I don't know where they hang out, somewhere. Like if it's the United Nations, then like where are they going to hold it? I mean, if you have it in one nation, then is one nation more united than others? Like, is it all United Nations for the nation that we have it in? Doesn't really make sense. So they don't really have a place where they meet. They just meet in the world. I think they Skype it. That's how the UN does it. You can't have, like, let's say you chose like England as the country. And they're like, okay, we're going to have the UN building there. We're going to have all our UN boys, like, we're going to have Germany hang out, you know, and Russia and US and stuff, and Canada. They're all going to go, we're going to unite the nations. We're uniting the nations together. So, you're there uniting the nations, and then someone's like, wait a minute, why are we in Britain? You know what I mean? I had, like, the guy from Australia was like, dog, I went halfway across the world for this. Britain just walked outside. Like, this is happening in Britain's house. The Britain, like, slept in and stuff. Like, you know, there's always that one coworker that lives, like, right next to work. And they, like, sleep in. They're always the best. And then you live, like, 45 minutes with, and then there's traffic. You have that huge commute. And then, so you're commuting to work, and then you're so tired because you woke up early. And then you get to work, and then there's that one coworker that's like, you're pulling in, right? And that coworker has literally just gotten out of bed and is like walking down the street with her coffee, being like, meh, I have two steps. My commute, 2 minutes. I woke up 3 hours early for this, just to get to work. Not even to work. I didn't wake up to work 3 hours ago. I woke up 3 hours ago to get to work. That's how Australia feels if the UN... So I don't think the UN... I'm not an expert on the UN. We're going to have to do some more research following up on this United Nations. And so the United Nations... So they probably do like Skype or something. That's how they meet. So they're on their like little Skype call. Maybe it's a Facebook group chat. They're just hanging out. And they're like, hey, you know what? We've already united the nations. We got all the nations here. All you nations, except for a couple. I think there's a couple of nations that didn't be in the UN. So we've united most of the nations. There's a few nations that we can. I mean, there's always room to improve. There's always more nations that we can unite. But you know, we've united the nations. What are we gonna do now? Like, the UN has taken over the world, right? The UN has taken over the world. I mean, every country is in it. Every country owns all of the countries. So UN effectively owns all the countries. So they're sitting there like, okay, we conquered the world. What are we going to do now? What's next? Like, the UN's like, what's next? So then they're like, hey, you know that thing all the cool kids are using called the internet? Let's take that over too. So now I'm reading this headline. It says, UN could take over ICANN and the internet October 1st. So apparently the international ICANN, for the uninformed, is the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. So what these guys do, what these boys over at the ICANN do, is they basically say, okay, you want a domain name? Here's a domain name. You want a domain name? Here's a domain name. Here, like, they hand out the domains, right? They are the keepers of the domain. They are the domain masters, right? So right now, you're listening. Let's say you're listening on iTunes. So they went to Apple, goes to them. They're like, hey man, we need a domain. Hook us up, please. Hook us up with this domain. They're like, okay. So, we got this domain for you. And it's, get this. Okay. This is a great one for you. You guys are called iTunes? We got an iTunes domain for you. Here you go. They assign it. They call it iTunes domain or whatever. Boom. I'm not an internet genius. I'm not an expert, but I think I'm an expert here. So they give them the domain name, and then I go to iTunes, and I'm like, iTunes, got this sweet podcast. No. I didn't even have to go to them. iTunes came to me, right? So I'm a little boy on this, like, little... This was back when I first began the podcast thing, like... a year and a half ago, back at the beginning of my great career, right? Back in the beginning. So YouTube comes to, or not YouTube, iTunes comes to me. They're like, hey man, we know you're on Podomatic, but you know what? Podomatic, sweet platform. It's an insane platform, but we want to bring it to ours. We got this domain name. It's called iTunes, man. So this thing called iTunes, they even gave us a .com, iTunes.com. So ICANN, they gave us its domain name. And we want to add a slash idiomatical quickness to it. And we want you to be on our domain. And I was like, you know what, Apple? You know, Bill Gates? Bill Gates was calling me, and he's like, we want to sign a private deal with you. I'm talking billions of dollars. And they're like, the part of the end. So I was going to do all of Microsoft, like store all that. I was going to be all over Microsoft. And I was going to get billions of dollars. But iTunes came to me and they're like, we're going to give you trillions, baby. So I signed with iTunes. They give me trillions of dollars. And then they add that slash idiomatical correctness to that domain name. So that's how, so for those of you that don't know how the internet works, that's how domains work. So right now, you're listening on itunes.com/idiomaticcorrectness, blah, 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 and then a bunch of numbers and date, maybe, and slashes and all of that. That's a domain. So now the UN. So right now, it's ICANN, and I, like, and in the US. So the fine folks over at ICANN have that. So that's pretty cool. But now, so this headline is, United Nations could take control of the internet on October 1st when the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, that's ICANN, passes from U.S. administration to the control of a multilateral body, most likely the United Nations. So, this is the thing here. So now, instead of going to ICANN are cool guys. They set us up with cool domains. They set up with cool domains, like iTunes.com, pretty cool. Pondomatic.com, pretty cool. Twitter.com, pretty cool. Facebook.com, pretty cool domains, right? And the domains are cool, you know what I mean? And now, they're sending them over, so now we're gonna have the UN. And you ever see the UN talk? It's a bunch of old people in a room, and they literally take like 67,000 hours. They take so many hours trying to figure stuff out. I mean, like, so let's say there's this one country, and they, like, this one country saying, like, what, so let's say North Korea, who I'm pretty sure is in the United Nations, I don't know, but they're, like, they're at a meeting, and they're, like, and Kim Jong-un's, like, you know what? Time to blow up the world. I got nukes. And the UN is, like, what are we gonna do? Like, how are we gonna do it? What is there to do? Are we going to stop him? Do we not stop him? If we go against him, then are we the United Nations? Because then we're not uniting all the nations because we're all united against North Korea, but North Korea is not part of the United Nations ing of the United Nations. So, you know, so they spend all this time talking about this stuff, right? And it's all gotta be something like, they all gotta make everybody happy, right? It's the United Nations. Everybody's gotta go home happy. So, which sounds nice. It sounds real nice, you know, to have everybody talking, everybody coming to a great degree. We all love each other. This is the United Nations. No war. Peace. The world. Yes. You know what I mean? It's all that stuff. But then, when you think about it, this is the internet. So, let's say, reverse scenario. The people at ICANN don't choose domains. Let's say the UN chose this the whole way through. They chose it the whole way through. So let's say that. So now iTunes, Apple has an idea. And they're like, you know what? Let's go. Let's do this. All right? Let's make this domain name. So then they go to the UN and they're like, hey, UN, you want to slide us over a nice little domain? And the UN's like, well, we gotta come to an agreement. We all gotta come to consensus. And, yeah, so we're the UN. So, you know what? We're the UN. So we're gonna come to a consensus and we're gonna get back to you. Then they spend 6,000 years talking about what they're gonna do with this domain name and Apple. And they're gonna say, yeah, nah. Like, they're gonna be talking about, they're gonna come back to Apple, right? And then they tell Apple, look, we got this domain name for you. And it's pretty great. It's called applefruiteyenotes.com. iFruit or applefruittunesi.com. And Apple's like, you know what? That's not a good one. That's not really good. That's not. And then UN's like, well, that's the one we came up with because you know, iTunes doesn't make sense. The kids don't know what an What is an iTunes? We looked it in the dictionary, Webster's dictionary, and iTunes doesn't exist. How could that be a domain name, you know? Because the UN is a bunch of old people. How do you expect them to understand what domains names are? How can they be hip with the lingo, right? So then iTunes is like, okay, fine. You know what? Fine. We'll just have to deal with it. UN's a bunch of old people. They have no business taking over the domain names, but this is what we deal with. So they're iFruitAppleiTunesNotes.com, right? And then, so then they go, so then they have their service, and it sucks, right? Nobody wants to go into iFruitApple tunesnotes.com, right? Because it's just a lame domain name, because the UN would make lame domain names. So not like the guys over at ICANN who continue dropping the crazy domain name bombs, right? So then I come into the picture, right? Because iTunes is like, how are we gonna, you know, there's this guy called Idiomatical Correctness, makes sweet podcasts, right? Sweet. So we're gonna include him. We're gonna get him onto our iFruitApple.com notes. And we're gonna get him, and that's gonna bring people to the service. So then they say, hey, we wanna add a slash iTunes on the end of AppleFruitNotesI.com, right? So we wanna add that. And the UN's like, okay, what are you gonna add after that slash? And they're like, idiomatical correctness. And they don't understand it, because idiomatical correctness, they're like, the word idiomatical, that's not a word. And then they're going to correct it to idiom correctness. And that just sounds stupid. That just sounds stupid. Is this the world we want to live in under the UN? Is this the world we want to live in? Where I'm called idiom correctness by the UN? Do you think the UN, a bunch of stuffy old people who are uniting the nations, do you think, because they're so busy uniting the nations, do you think they have time to think of good domain names? Why are we giving them the domain names? Why do they even need it? Like, what, like, so part of having, being a united nation, part, like, the nations cannot be united until all the domain names are united. You know how, like, in Canada, it's a .ca, US sites are .com, and then, like, I think British sites are something else. They will not rest until, like, a UN person looks at that and sees a .com and a .ca beside each other in two different websites, and they're like, that is not united. That is not united. I mean, we are the United Nations, and we, United Nations gotta unite, you know what I mean? We gotta unite that. That can't be a .ca, that can't be a .com, that's gotta be a .un. That's what it's going to be pretty soon. So now you're going to be going to .un. You know, all my life, you've been hearing, like, anytime you hear a website, .com, or sometimes .ca, if you live in Canada, .com, .ca. You know, like, if you got to type something in Google, you just automatically do .com. You know you're going to do .com. That is all you're going to do. Just .com. It's a habit. You know how fast I can type .com after all my years of practice typing in websites? I've gotten pretty darn good. It's like when you have that password that's like really familiar. That's like so familiar, you're probably going to get hacked soon because you use it so much. But still, you just can't get rid of it, even though you're probably going to get hacked, even because it's just so easy to type. You can type, you can be like, beep, bop, do, bap, bap, enter. And then you're in that, in whatever, you like your email or something. That's how easy it is to type in .com for me, or .ca. It's just like, bop, bop. It's like, I know the fingers, I know the keys, I know everything. But now we're going to have to relearn that. Because everything's probably, this is just speculation here, but, I think my speculation is, if you're the UN, and you have control of now, of all the domain names, so like, you got it off of ICANN, you have all the US domains, you better, like, of hell yeah, we're going to change it to UN, .un. That's us. That's you. That's us. We control the internet. Deal with it. We own you. We own the internet. So they're going to make it .com. They're going to take all the .coms and they're going to make it .un. And what's going to happen is there is going to be absolute chaos on the internet. Like, think about it. So this is you. So you got to check the internet. You got to look up facebook.com and they change it to .un. And you type it in, and it's .com, and Facebook is gone. Facebook is gone, right? So then you go, okay, no Facebook, Twitter. You go .com, Twitter.com, nothing there, right? And then you can't find any, and this happens again and again and again. All your favorite websites, boom, gone, right? All of them, they're gone. Little do you know that they're not gone. They're just switched to twitter.un and facebook.un instead of com. But you don't know that. You do not know that. And why don't you know that? Because everything we know, we learn on the internet. There is nothing today that we learn on our own without the internet. Without the internet, we'd be the dumbest people on the entire world. Like, you look at these tribes, right? The tribes that have been, like, untouched by, our civilization. And you look at them, and they're hanging around playing with bow and arrows and stuff like that, and eating bugs and stuff. And you're like, man, that's primitive, right? That's pretty primitive. As I sit here and I use my .coms and my .uns and my .cas, that's pretty primitive. But think about that. You're thrown into that situation, no internet, you're gonna die, man. I mean, do it right now. Turn off your internet. Turn off everything. Turn off this podcast. Turn off, make a bow right now. Do it. Make a bow. Eat a bug. See how that goes. Try eating a bug right now. Do it. See how that goes. It's not going to go well because you don't know what bugs to eat. Those people may not have the internet, but they know what bugs to eat, and they don't even need the internet to know what bugs to eat. Try that. Try eating a bug. Go outside, eat a bug. Turn off this podcast right now. What are you learning from this podcast? Nothing. Do I teach you how to make a bug? Or eat a bug? Do I teach you how to make a bow and arrow? Do I teach you to survive without the internet? No. Right? I'm part of the problem. I'm part of this reliance on the internet. I mean, every time I make a podcast, I like to say it's every week, but it's really been 6 months since I made a podcast. But every time I make a podcast, you come to me and you're like, please, I need to learn. I need to learn because this is the place I do my learning, on the internet. I don't know anything outside the internet. And I say to you, go eat a bug. See how that goes. As I was saying. So we're not going to know that it's been changed to .un because there's no way to find out because the internet has been shut down. And when we have been shut down, are we united? No. There's no unite. Go outside, talk to somebody. That's not going to happen. Do you think someone's going to talk to you? Do you think someone's going to actually talk to you with, like, there's no internet? Do you think people are actually going to interact with you? I mean, nowadays, it's like, I want to talk to somebody, I tweet at that man right now. I do at whatever, at your name, and I talk to you. That's how I speak. That's the language of our people, the at and the hashtag, right? Do you think that exists when there's no .com? Do you think that exists when none of us know how to .un? Does that look like united to you? Look, United Nations, see what you have done. You have ununited us. And now, you know what? You know what? We're gonna unite against you. Alright? And you know what? We're gonna unite against the United Nations. And I say that, and I just put a target on my back. The target's been there since day one. Everybody's trying to take me down. Everybody. It's hard being on top, right? It's hard. But I don't care. We're on the top now. Right? We're on the top because I say I'm on the top. Okay, so we're on the top. And we're calling you out. UN, get called out. Get called out. I mean, really. Your plan has been spoiled. You will not... The United Nations, more like ununited nations. See, this is a whole plan to change the domain names to .un instead of .com so that nobody knows how to use the internet anymore. We're going to completely relearn the internet. And you know how long that takes. The internet's a complicated place. .com, switching to UN, that could take years to change that. You know when the year changes, like when it became 2016, and you write 2015 every time you're writing the date for the next 6 months? Think about that times 20. Because you use the internet every day. It takes, what, 21 days to make a habit? I think it is. I think that's the study. It takes 21 days to make a habit. Think about how many days you've been using the internet. The internet's been around since, like, the 1957. And that, or 19, I think it was 1960 that the internet was created. That was, like, 60 years ago. I got to calculate right now. So 60 years ago times 300 and, 300 and, what is it? How many days? 368 days in a year. So then you equal that. That's 2,000, that's over 22,000 days that the internet has existed in the 60 years that it's been around. I think it really was, invented in the 1800s, but technically by Thomas Edison. But and the idea was formed by Leonardo da Vinci. But technically, it wasn't until the 60s that it became popular. So it's been 22,000 days that the internet's been around. And that's 22,000 days. So if it's, and every day you're typing .com, that's forming a habit. It takes 21 days to dig a habit. So 22,000 divided by 21 equals 1,051. So that's 1,050. If it takes 21 days to make a habit and 22,000 days have gone by since the internet has been around and since people have started typing .com, that means there is each person that used the internet for the last 6 years has 1,051 habits built into them. That's how that works, right? So then you have to undo that those habits 1,051 times. That means another 60 years people are going to be constantly reminded, type .un. We're going to have to remember that. And then only will we finally be united again. Until then, we're going to be typing in .com and wondering why nothing's going on because there's nothing more in the .com. There is nothing left for you. Nothing. So now you're probably freaking out, as I am, over this UN internet takeover, right? You're probably freaking out, and you're like, Chris, what do I do now? First of all, you need to train yourselves. First of all, go and open up a Microsoft Word, right? And just type in .un. You got to break that habit. So you got to basically do that 1,051 times, all right? It takes 21 days to make a habit. You better make that habit. Start making that habit right now. .un. This is the only way you will be able to outthwart the old people in the UN who want to take you off the internet and deunite them. That's a great irony. They say they're the United Nations. They're not. They're trying to deunite the internet. So, yeah. So you got to do that. You got to practice. You got to get into the habit. Get into the habit. You got to start typing in UN. Keep training that. Train that stuff into your brain. 21 days to make a habit. Times that by 60 years of making habits. You got to make like over 1,000 habits of you doing that. .un. Second of all, you know what? It's time to move, okay? The internet, yeah, it's cool. It's cool, but it's so last year, dude. It's so 1960s, man. Get into the future. This is the future, right? We got so much cool stuff. We got the Snapchats. That's not the internet. That's a whole new thing. All right. We got, what else we got? We got the text messaging. We can do text messaging. You don't need internet to do text. So we can text each other. That's the best way to do it, I think. We got to start texting and phone calls. Phone calls are the new thing. Phone calls don't need internet. You just gotta call up those boys. Be like, hey man, do you want to talk about stuff that we used to talk about on the internet? They're like, internet, what's that? I forgot. Cause I'm a little kid. And it'll be like only 2016 kids will remember the internet. Now, you know what I mean? You know when you see those? Only 2016 kids, cause it's a thing of the past. You just destroyed the internet and it's for the better. All right. And I don't know where I'm going to go. We're fleeing the internet, right? You know what am I talking about? We can't just give up. We can't just give up the internet. We can't give up our home, right? I made a home here, okay? Right now, if you go on Facebook, we got 15 likes, all right? I built up an empire here on the internet. This is my home. I own, this is my house. The internet is my house. This is my realm. This is my corner of the world where I reach an audience. Where I speak to the hearts of millions, right? This is where I built a life here for myself. I built a life here for my coworkers that are hanging out in the office right here. I built something bigger than myself. You know what I mean? I really did. I really think I did, right? And you can just see the 7 views we got on our last video. the 7 views, the 3 subscribers that we have on YouTube. You can see in those accounts. You can see in those hearts. You can see it. We have made a difference in this world. We have made the difference. And I'm not gonna leave. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna say that didn't matter. I'm not gonna type in idiomaticcorrectness.un. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna give in. Okay? We're standing up to the UN. They may be united. They may be a bunch of nations. But they will not break. There is one united nation that they cannot break. And that united nation is the people of the internet. So rally behind me, people of the internet. We will not give up the domain names. We will not change from .com to .un. We will not surrender our ability to be united, not as a nation, not as nations, not as people, old people in a room or in a Skype call because they don't want to go to one country because that would be unfair. Not a bunch of old people talking about the fate of the world. We are united as people, as Twitter accounts, as Facebook profiles, as YouTube accounts, as Reddit posters, as people on 4chan. We are united as the internet. Whether you like the cat videos, whether you like the weird stuff, whether you're into YouTube, whether you're into iTunes, whether you're into listen to this podcast, whether you're not listening to this podcast, whether you're into, I don't care what you're into. It's here on the internet, and you're here on the internet, and that's what matters. That's what matters. So let's unite people. We tell the UN, not today. Not today, baby. Not today. All right. So, I mean, the United Nations, I guess you're cool, right? They were in, you see Captain America Civil War. They were in that movie. They were talking about the UN. They're like, this is like, this is the perfect analogy, right? So in that movie, Tony Stark was like, hey man, we gotta sign this UN thing that, the UN is gonna control us now, and the UN gets to use us however they want, right? And then the other guy, Stevie boy, Captain El Capitano Americano was like, nah, dude, nah, we gotta go. And then they did, and then they fought. This is what this is. This is Civil War. Captain America Civil War was foreboding to our situation right now. This is our civil war, okay? Are we gonna side with the UN? Are we gonna let the UN use us as a weapon? Or are we gonna say no? And say the internet is for free people. It's for the free people. And we will continue to type in .com, and you will not change it to .un, and we can make whatever domain names we want. We can go to ICANN and be like, dog, drop us the sickest, the sweetest, the most amazing domain names ever. And we can do it. We can do it. It's just, if the UN stops us, then we can't. Because really, at the end of the day, Congress is going to hand this crap over to the UN, and we have no say. So, yeah, there's no hope. Alright, so what did we learn today? Well, because you always want to learn something. That's why we're here on the internet. We learn, right? We might not learn how to eat bugs and make bow and arrows, but we did learn something very important. We learned about this UN takeover that they're having right now. So, basically, we learned that the UN is a bunch of old people, and they do Skype calls so that it's fair to all the countries. We also learned that they're planning on taking over the internet by changing the domain names. So we gotta be prepared, we gotta break the habits. We also learned that it's all over. Right, so this is the last month of the internet, September. So remember that thing called the internet? Yeah, that was fun. That was real fun. So now things are just gonna go crap this month. Things are already going to crap. This whole internet, man, this is a mess. Isn't this a crazy mess we've created? A crazy beautiful mess that now the UN's gonna take over. Well, while the internet is still here, you can check us out all over the internet by going to facebook.com while it's still a .com, or you can go to twitter.com at idiomcorrect. Find all of our social media links in the description. We'll be sure to update them to .un after the big switch is over, so that you can continue to find them. Email us, emailthepodcast1@gmail.com. Are you from the UN? Did you find this informative? Are you from the UN and you want to stop me? Because I'm stopping you from taking over the internet? Email me. emailthepodcast1@gmail.com. I'd like to hear from you, even if you're in the UN. That's a .com. I know you wish it was a .un, but it's a .com. Email us there. Hope you have a swell week. I've been Chris. This is Indie Medical Correct. I'm too late.